You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 57 degrees, KSL's top story. It's now the law, but parents and students don't have to like it. In Salt Lake City, they were out protesting Utah's new bathroom law this morning at Emerson Elementary School.
Dozens of students and parents gathered kitty corner to Emerson Elementary, some holding signs saying honk for equality. The gathering came after the Salt Lake City School District planned to show every K-12 student slideshows explaining Utah's new law requiring people to use the bathroom aligning with the gender on their birth certificate.
They've created a problem that out of nothing.
One parent, Allison, tells me she's disappointed with the district's decision.
Why are we focusing on details that are honestly irrelevant and disruptive?
The district says the new law requires them to inform not just parents, but also students, and that they felt the slideshows were the best way to do that. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
After that demonstration, students at East High staged a lunchtime walkout over the same bathroom bill. The sponsor of that measure, Kira Berkland, says she doesn't think a public slideshow is the best way to inform students about this law. Instead, she thinks it should be handled in a one-on-one basis.
Broadcasting gender ideology to all the children is not the best way. Calling out that there's some kids that want to use a bathroom that doesn't align with their biological sex, that's not best for the kids.
Berkland says she believes it's the role of parents and teachers to teach individual students about the law. KSL News Time, 3:32. Our top national story this hour, police cleared encampments at two more schools in New York City this morning.
New York University said the decision to have the NYPD clear a protest encampment was not about free speech, but about the nature of the protest and how it posed a threat to the community. This man saw the encampment cleared and said the response was too strong.
You know, we're screaming, we're yelling, we're loud, but it doesn't warrant, like, a warfare type response.
The new school said they requested police after multiple rounds of negotiations failed. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
This afternoon, a road crew is rushing to remove an overpass on a major interstate in Connecticut. I-95 was damaged in a fiery crash. Connecticut's governor says the highway will likely have to be closed through the weekend.
That bridge is going to be down very soon. The shears are coming in, lift off the final piece of this, get the asphalt back in place, and hopefully, a lot of links in the chain, we get I-95 going in both directions on Monday.
The damage came in a freak accident. A car sideswiped a fuel truck, sparking the road-melting inferno. Nothing so dramatic in Davis County, but be prepared for congestion if you're driving in northern Davis County this weekend. Northbound 89 is going to be closed tonight through Monday afternoon in Layton for the installation of a water pipeline. Traffic is going to be funneled west through Layton toward I-15. It was a hit this season, and to the joy of skiers and snowboarders, UTA says there will be ski bus service next season.
Right now, the RFP is still being written and nothing has been sent to vendors, according to UTA spokesman Carl Arkey. But the good news is, ski bus service will continue for the next season, and it's a unique service.
In a major metropolitan market like Salt Lake City that is running buses up the canyons every 30 minutes or so and hopes to increase that.
Arkey says expanding the ski bus service might require a third-party vendor. He emphasizes that UTA will not replace its existing workforce with a vendor. The bus service already has vendors for services like paratransit and the Salt Lake to Park City connection. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Ryan Smith is revealing what he wants to do with downtown. Documents show it's a 99-year lease he wants to keep the Utah Jazz and the newly acquired hockey team at the Delta Center, a revamped Delta Center. The company owned by Ryan Smith filed this proposal April 4th. Other parts of the plan, leasing the two blocks directly east of the Delta Center, along with remodeling for both the Jazz and the NHL. It'll be discussed by Salt Lake City Council next week. The family of a one-year-old boy in Draper fighting cancer were inspired to hold a blood drive to help others who need it.
His name is Onyx Onodera, who's began his two-year treatment to fight cancer at Primary Children's Hospital. The one-year-old has already had multiple transfusions and will undergo chemotherapy. And his family are thankful for the donors who've helped their son on his journey. Onyx and his parents aren't able to attend today's blood drive inspired by his fight, but his aunt will be on site with the Red Cross at the Ivy and Draper. His family invites others to learn more about the blood drive inspired by their son and to make a future appointment if you can't make it at redcrossblood.org. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
336 at KSL. Ricky Meese is here. First look traffic, and it's rough already.
It is. We're actually coming out of emergency traffic. Now, really, all that means is that we don't have the just completely stopped traffic on I-15 anymore. It is starting to move, but we still have a lot of residual delays from Marriott Slaterville all the way down to Roy. Also, northbound I-15 bogged down as you go from 7th South SR-193 in Clearfield up to Riverdale Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute is on the way next. Stay here.